So I'm somebody with loads of enthusiasm. I'm not an understated person. I'm not somebody that's subtle, that sits quietly at the edge of a conversation and listens to what other people have got to say. I'm someone that jumps in, someone that goes where angels fear to tread. And I've had to learn a lesson over my years of web design to resist that inbuilt characteristic that I have, especially when it comes to designing websites. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think whether we're web designers or whether we're website owners, we all have a tendency to overdo things, to do too much, to say too much, to add too much, to overstate stuff. So what am I getting at? Well, I've learned a valuable lesson from redesigning the Boag World website, and that's to show constraint. It's not something I naturally do, but it's something that's so necessary in web design in so many aspects. So, for example, in the design elements, this is the first site that I've coded for a while, and I got excited about CSS animation, and I plastered CSS animation all over the website like a first year web design student that just had discovered Flash. And you ended up with animation everywhere, and I had to show restraint and pull it back. Equally, with some of the illustrations that I've used on the site, I've had to use restraint. I've had to hold back. I've had to allow white space. I've had to let the design breathe so as to not overwhelm the user. But it's not just a design issue when it comes to constraint. I think it can be a problem in our copy too, that we have such a desire to convince users about the benefits of our product or our service or just the point that we're making in a blog post, that we overdo it, we overstate our case and end up driving people further away. There's a rule in sales, which is when the customer says yes, stop talking. And that's because you can talk yourself out of a sale. And I think we can do that on our websites as well. So many areas where we need to show constraint that the simpler the solution, the simpler the statement, the simpler the design, the more effective it's going to be. So have a look at your own site and say, are there places where I should be showing constraint, where I should be removing things rather than adding more? Constraint is the cornerstone of a good website, both in terms of design and content, and probably code too.